conducting as Serbia and Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very dissatisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say these issues are on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not important issue and a 10 means that it's very important issue to you? Inflation and cost of living.
Very important.
So from 0 to 10, how would you grade it?
Probably a 9.
A 9. Crime and violence?
Probably a 7.
7. Kindergarten to 12th education?
Probably about a 7 as well.
Voting rights?
Probably about a 5.
Abortion rights?
6, 7, somewhere around there.
Criminal justice reform?
Definitely a 7.
Racism and discrimination?
7.
A student loan debt?
8.
Democracy?
8.
Healthcare?
6.
Reproductive freedom?
7.
Climate change?
6.
Job and wages?
Nine.
And immigration?
7. 6.
6. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
And may I know, what is your race, please?
White.
And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth, please?
99.
Thank you. Moving on. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
4.
And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
4, like everyone else. Same as us.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means they feel very cold and unfavorable, and the feel means they don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The Democratic Party?
5.
Joe Biden?
5.
Kamala Harris?
5.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
8.
Donald Trump?
5.
And the Republican Party?
5.
Thank you. I know this is still a way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Conor Oquest, or Jill Stein?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Thank you. I know this is still a way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'd prefer independent, but Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Joe Jorgensen.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most vote.
Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevent the progress you wanted to see in these countries from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. President Biden.
8.
Supreme Court.
7.
White supremacist?
7.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
7.
Governor Kemp?
5.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
6.
And Donald Trump?
7.
Thank you. Below it is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means that you're not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose a number from 0 to 10. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more. Action is needed as black justice